Well, good morning, family. It's been great to worship God today. I got to reiterate something I said earlier. I'm really excited about us opening things up here in Arizona. This Monday, tomorrow Monday, the 11th, May the 11th, we're going to be opening up restaurants. Now, you may not get excited about that, but I like to go to fast food, but I hate going through the drive-thru. So I'm going to go to Jack in the Box. I'm going to sit down on that table. If nobody's around, I don't care, and I'm just going to enjoy. Well, okay, let's talk about Mother's Day today. Mother's Day, what a great day to worship God and also to honor our mothers. I hope that you can read the little joke here. It's kind of an interesting thing. I thought that, as I was telling others earlier, had nothing to do with the sermon. I thought it'd just be something neat to put up on Mother's Day. But let's get to our lesson this morning. Have your Bibles open to 2 Kings chapter 4, if you would. 2 Kings chapter 4. And we're going to be talking about the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. You know, it was just the thing because I hit the up arrow instead of the down that made that sound. So, yeah, we'll just do it over. Okay. I was thinking it's not that big of a sound, but if you want to do it over, that's fine. I can go back. Yeah. Or here. Oh, I already muted it. It should have been muted. Yeah, that's funny. I had muted it. That's funny. All right, we'll start over. All right, Rick, we're starting over. So, you want to... Okay. Well, good morning, family. What a great day to worship God and also to honor our mothers. I'm excited because in Arizona we get to open up restaurants this Monday, the 11th. And I like to be able to sit down and eat a meal rather than go through the drive-thru, so I'm pretty excited about that. But I'm excited about Mother's Day and our worship together. And if you'd like to follow along with the lesson this morning, have your Bibles open to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. You might also notice there's an outline, a sermon outline, on our YouTube page, and you can click the link on that and also follow along with the points we'll be looking at as this morning, considering Mother's Day, we give consideration to the Shunammite woman spoken of in 2 Kings chapter 4. In Bible lands, in east of Mount Carmel, there was a little town called Shunem. And during the days of Elisha, there lived a mother in Shunem that we're going to be talking about this morning. And although she is not named in the Old Testament, we simply know her as the Shunammite woman. And looking at her story that we'll consider this morning as we consider motherhood, what I'd like for us to do is see that this woman was indeed a dynamite Shunammite. In 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8, in the Old King James Version, she is called a great woman. Now, that term great is interesting. The NIV chooses to look at that as if she was a well-to-do or wealthy woman. What I'd like to do is consider this word great in a different sense in displaying this morning her exceptional character that she had. I believe that that's what it's referring to. And I believe that God, when we talk about her being called a great woman, an exceptional woman, I believe that God does not throw around his adjectives lightly. Rather, instead, I believe that he uses this word in a very significant way in our text. And so, this mother must have been an extraordinary woman. What is it that makes this woman a dynamite Shunammite? I want to talk about her faith this morning. And there's three C's in the lesson that will be easy for you to follow along with. We're going to be looking at her compassion, her contentment, and also her confidence. These are the three things we'll consider this morning. So beginning in 2 Kings chapter 4, right there at verse 8, we're going to read the text there, and we're going to begin by talking about her compassion. Let's read it together in 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, "Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman." The New King James uses the word notable. A notable woman. "And she constrained him," that is, she constrained Elisha, "to eat some food. And so it was, as often as he passed by, that he turned in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, 'Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God. please let us make a small upper room on the wall. Whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. Well, evidently, you see from the text there, Elisha often traveled to Shunem, or maybe he just passed by often there, and somehow he'd become acquainted with this woman and her husband. And it seems as though he enjoyed her cooking, and it seems as though she and her husband enjoyed Elisha's company. And it says in verse 8 right there that she constrained him to eat some food. Some of the other translations say she persuaded him, she urged him, she wanted him to eat some food. But there's something else that she wanted to do beyond just providing meals. She wanted to do something special for a man of God. Now, as a preacher of the Word of God, I really like people like that. This really gets me excited. People who like doing things for those who are doing the Lord's work. But what happened was, after a while, the relationship between this couple, this woman and her husband, and Elisha had developed, and the Shunammite wanted to do something special for Elisha and his ministry. Now, I don't get the impression that Elisha had to have this room for lodging. But the woman simply wanted to make things easier for Elisha. And so she asked her husband to build and furnish a special room for Elisha to stay in. This was purely an act of compassion. And church, I want you to know that great mothers are people of compassion. Great mothers, in fact, are led by God to detect the needs of others. They seem to have this radar that they are using on a 24/7 basis where they're seeing the needs of others. And mothers, that radar is a radar that God has given to you, and don't even let your stubborn husbands dismantle that radar. Listen to the promptings of God and keep your hearts open and alert to see people who are hurting and people who really need to be helped by you. I think that, in fact, I would take it a step further, that mothers innately, when they have small children, infants, that are not able to communicate, mothers innately are wise enough to be able to see when they have needs and to be able to address those needs. What this involves really for all of us is an unselfish heart of compassion that is open to the needs of others. And church, God wants that from all of us. I would like to insinuate today, or like to put forth the idea today, that compassion is a vital element within what Jesus called the second great commandment. You remember that commandment, right? To love your neighbor as yourself. When Jesus said that that's the second great commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself, right after that, Jesus then, you'll remember, told the parable of the Good Samaritan, a man who helped someone else who was in need. And in fact, that parable is all about compassion, seeing others with a need, being a neighbor to them. And that's what great mothers do. They have compassion. The Shunammite woman's concern for God's prophet made her a great woman of faith. And our concern for others is very important to God as well. So have that radar that mothers have. Be concerned about those. Have compassion on them. The second thing I'd like for us to point out about this great Shunammite, this dynamite Shunammite, is not only her compassion, but also her contentment. And there are two things that indicate that this woman was content. First of all, there's this statement at the end of verse 13 where she said, "I dwell among my own people." Now, I want to get to that in a minute. But the second thing is that when Elisha offers to do something for her, and she knows that this is the man of God, this is a man who's worked great miracles before, she doesn't ask for a son, even though at this point she is childless. And you have to understand, from their culture, that was how a mother, or I should say a woman, would measure their worth, especially a wife, was whether or not they had children. And so she doesn't ask for a son. But I want to tell you why she turns down Elisha's offer, when he makes an offer to her to help her in a way that he can help her. But let's back up and consider Elisha's offer. So one day, Elisha was enjoying his accommodations, and he decided that he was going to show his appreciation to this woman by asking her what she wanted for herself. He says, "What can I do to help you?" Now, his suggestion was, "I'll put in a good word for you to the king, and I'll be able to get that king to grant your request." But, as I said before, she turned down the offer. And I believe that her response proves her contentment. Look again at verse 13. She says, "I dwell among my own people." Now, literally in the Hebrew, what that would be saying is, she is saying, "I have all I need right here among my own people." This great woman, this woman of Shunem, this dynamite Shunammite, is absolutely content with what she has. She doesn't need anything from Elisha, not even a son. Now, of course, it's not wrong for us to ask God for certain things in our lives, but certainly all of us, I think, need to learn how to become more content in life. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6 that godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, great mothers know that godliness is truly what satisfies. You can have other things in life, but it is godliness that satisfies. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, "Keep your lives free from wanting things and be content with what you already have." Let that sink in for a minute. Keep your lives free from always wanting other things and be content with what you already have. When we order our lives that way, when we choose to be freed from greed, God will often bless us in ways that we thought were not even possible. Look with me in 2 Kings chapter 4 at verse 15. It says, "When Elisha called her, she stood in the doorway, and he said to her, 'About this time next year, you will embrace a son.' And she said, 'No, my Lord, man of God, what you are saying to your maidservant just can't be true.'" What she's saying to Elisha, "That would be incredible if I could have my own son. That would be just phenomenal." But she's saying to him, "Listen, it's too late for that." The text tells us her husband was so old that they couldn't have a child together. She had already learned, though, to accept her situation, accept her lot in life, accept her barrenness, and become content to live the way she was living among her own people, serving God, and even helping the prophet of God, Elisha. She was content living life that way. Great mothers are content. They know that it is godliness that satisfies. She also, I believe, knew that God would bring forth her righteousness. God will bring forth our righteousness when we choose, as His people, to put our trust in Him. The beautiful thing about the Shunammite and being a godly mother is that God indeed will bless your contentment. What God will do for you when you live right and when you put your trust in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. Does that sound too good to be true? Well, the Bible makes it clear that that's exactly the case. When we look to God, when we commit our ways to Him, when we trust in Him, He will give us the desires of our heart. Remember that what David said in the Psalm 37, beginning in verse 3, he says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness." Now, I have to stop right there. Does that already sound like the Shunammite woman right there? Dwell in the land, feed on God's faithfulness. Whoa, this really smacks true. And then he goes on to say, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass." He will, it says at the end there, "He will bring forth your righteousness as the light." we're going to see that God blessed this Shunammite's contentment by bringing forth her righteousness. And God, I believe, will do the same for you as well. But this woman's faith showed her compassion. In this woman's faith, she also showed her contentment. And finally, this morning, this woman's faith, this Shunammite, dynamite Shunammite, she also showed her confidence. Tragically, in the story, the woman's son that she was given as a gift from God became ill and died. While working in the fields with his father, the son began to feel a severe pain in his head, possibly suffering from a heat stroke. And he was taken to his mother, and when she sat him up in her lap, it says that the son died in her lap. But this great woman of God, she does not lose hope. Instead, she remains confident. She sends for Elisha, but above and beyond that, she's trusting in the Lord. Now, it may seem from the text that we're going to read in a minute that she doesn't look very confident. Look with me in 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 27. It says, "When she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came," that's Elisha's servant, "Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, 'Let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress. And the Lord had hidden it from me and has not told me.' And she said, 'Did I ask my Lord for a son? And did I not say, this can't be true?'" You know, when he said, "You're going to have a son," she said, "This can't be true." Now, I want you to know here, this is not a lack of confidence. This woman is coming to terms with the reality of some very legitimate concerns, but she is still calm within. Great mothers remain calm in times of distress. When her son dies, she sends for Elisha, and notice what she says to her husband in chapter 4, verse 23. It says, "So he said, 'Why are you going to Elisha today?'" That's what he said to her. He says, "It's not the new moon or Sabbath." And she said, "It is well." Does that sound like a song we sing? "It is well," she says. And then when she comes to Elisha, look at verse 26. He sends his servant, saying to him in verse 26, "Please run now to meet her and say to her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? Is it well with your finances? Is it well with your family? Is it well with your marriage?'" We could ask a lot of things. And she answered, "It is well." She knew that God would care for her child. Death could not destroy her faith. She could confidently turn to God. And God wants us to confidently turn to Him. No matter what happens in your life, God has made a promise to you. He said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, "This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." That's the confidence that you can have in God. That's the confidence that this dynamite Shunammite had. Her confidence was not in Elisha. Her confidence was not in the fact of either bringing the child back or not bringing the child back. Her confidence was in a God who hears us and He answers us according to His good and perfect will. In this woman's case, God blessed her confidence with giving her son back. And this is the testimony of her great faith. We see her compassion, we see her contentment, and we see her confidence in God. And so as we close this morning, how is your faith today? Are you concerned about the needs of others and exhibit compassion in your life? Are you content with what God has given you, or are you always wanting the next best thing that can come along? Are you content with what you already have? And finally, are you confident with what God is doing in your life, and that you are confident that He will always give you what's best? Living a life of faith is what God wants. And living a life of faith, by the way, begins with you coming to Jesus Christ for salvation. So as we close our message today, and we think about mothers, and we think about this great mother, I want you to think about your faith. Have you put your faith, first of all, in Christ Jesus, repenting of your sins, being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, so that you can receive the Holy Spirit and have a faith like this Shunammite woman? We would invite you to make that known to us if you haven't done that already in your life, that you'd call upon us. Call us at the Southwest Church of Christ. We can study the Scriptures with you, talk about Jesus and your relationship with God. We'd love to do that. If you're already a child of God, maybe you've drifted away in your faith and you need to ask for the prayers of the church and ask us to encourage you. We'd love to do that as well. Thank you for joining us today. Have a very happy Mother's Day.